This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Man, that's when music was great, Chime. Not a thing. By the way, I gotta eventually. I love working with you guys, but I have got to get some older people in here. Like nobody knows the great sniff and the tears. Not a single one of you.
No.
Yep. That is going to be more and more difficult as we
what to find older people.
Yep.
There's still some older people around, yeah. Older than me. I'm sure I could find some.
I saw Dale briefly.
I saw Dale also during the telethon, but which, by the way, it's the end of the week.
Dale here.
I know we did a lot of thanking, but just one more thank you for what was an extraordinary couple days in this, the 23rd annual WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. And I saw you posting about it on X, Curtis. The total amount given now in 23 years is over $80 million, and that's just extraordinary. This year, you gave over $5.7 million, which is just incredible. So,
I say it often, but when I was at ESPN Radio, they did a V Show Foundation, which is cancer research. It's a great, great cause, all that. Nationally, on 500 radio stations, and they would raise $800,000, which is great.
Yeah.
And that was celebrated in one little corner of the country. One little radio station, one TV station raised almost $6 million in 2 days.
Regional. Like it's insane.
Oh, it's awesome. So we thank you very much for that. Coming up, we are going to get to Hill Notes. So plenty of time to leave one of those right now on the Odyssey app. And we'll play the best. Walk up mean that Baseball Brett is called the radio program?
It does indeed, Brett.
No. A lot of fair weather fans this morning, including Curtis. Hello, Baseball Brett.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, how could I not be great after that win last night?
Yeah, it doesn't take much to sway the general public back into the bandwagon, right?
Especially not Greg.
Welcome back, Curtis. No, welcome back, Curtis, Greg, the whole crew. Welcome back.
Thank you, Brett. I only get on trains that I know we're going to a destination I want to be at.
Well, I tell you what, like we've been saying all year, as long as we have a baseball season, this is the exciting part, right? This is when you can get excited about your ball team to make the playoff push. There's important baseball to be played. This is the fun part. This is the part there that we've been asking the Red Sox to be a part of for the last several years, you know, and it's the whole entire city. This is the fun part when the whole entire city comes to be fans and brings Fenway Park back to life. This is the fun part. So I think we can all agree on that.
Absolutely. A nice weekend in the Bronx. Sox now, without pressure, can win the next two or three, maybe. They win three out of four over the series.
It's Roman Empire versus the Evil Empire. That's how I feel about it.
Get that to Tom Caron.
Yeah, I think they're set up. So they're set up pitching-wise. They have Crochet tomorrow. They have Bayo tonight. They're set up pitching-wise. And the thing, I heard Shine's lead yesterday. I got two things. I heard Shine's lead a couple days ago about how the Red Sox didn't do enough at the deadline. I don't think really anybody at the deadline made any moves that brought them over the top. I think Seattle was the one, and I heard Lou the other day too, that I heard Seattle has made the most improvement to their ball team, but they've also lost, like, you know, I think it was like three of their last 10. They're 3-10 of the last 10, right? They lost five in a row. So, like, there's no perfect team. I think the Red Sox did just enough. I would have liked it.
Oh no.
We lose baseball.
Roman.
Do you have Robert Spillane's phone?
Oh, no, he's there. He's there.
Can you hear me? Sorry. This is my busy time of work. So I'm driving around the North Shore here.
All right. Well,
the Roman Anthony.
We're losing him.
It's okay.
Yep.
I mean, man needs Verizon.
Best
service
Verizon going.
Yep.
And they have that 10G over there in China.
And Wiggy's helping him get it.
Which Wiggy was talking about. Have you ever heard of 10G?
Never in my life.
Oh. Wiggy had a long conversation with the kind man Matt from Verizon.
Yes.
At Fenway about 10G in China. I've never heard of 10G.
Who Matt is high up at Verizon. I had lunch with him yesterday. And for Wiggy off, have you heard of 10G?
Comes from China.
It was unbelievable.
But Wiggy has many great qualities. One of the most shocking ones is how he runs through stop signs. Like, the guy's, like, doing everything he can to try and be like, yeah. And he's like, no, you can download Netflix in a second.
Yeah. And I said, what do you mean Netflix in a second? I'm like, the whole catalog? He's like, yeah, whole thing. You can download in 3 seconds. I'm like, there's no way. I
mean, and a couple years ago at the radio telethon, he, like, cornered the Ford Bronco guy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I mean, maybe it exists. I mean, look, they have robots that are having babies. Yeah. So.
And Wiggy, despite what we say about him, often is somewhat near the reality. Like when he said the vans grabbing kids and clowns, I thought he was crazy, but that happened.
Nails it.
I mean, you got the 10G in China, you got the robot babies, you've got the dinosaurs in Saudi Arabia.
Yep.
I mean, I'm missing
wait
out.
Wait till that breaks. I'm telling you, when
that
breaks,
breaking, though?
I don't know.
When is it breaking?
I don't know. Once they decide to open the real Jurassic World.
Of all the Courtney-isms, that was unbelievable. I wasn't here. I was listening to that. That was just almost as good as Colonel.
Oh. But it's real.
It is.
I believe Iran has raptors.
I think if Iran had raptors, we would know about it. We have massive
spy techniques.
Pretty
tight-lipped. How do we not know about the aliens?
Do you remember when we blew up their nuclear bunker with, like, 500-pound bombs?
Yeah.
We had, like, the video of it?
Yep.
Yeah. Wouldn't we have video of...
Yeah, well, there were...
Raptors?
My friend, somebody that I know, saw a video of the raptor.
Yeah. After the explosion, there were, like, there were dinosaur arms and legs all over the place.
No. A live one in a cage.
You sure it wasn't AI?
Nope.
A live one in a cage.
It was before AI was really big.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
There are some tweets now that are so clearly AI, and people are like, oh, my God, there's one like in an aquarium in the water tank.
Yeah.
Explodes through it, and they're like, oh, my God, and people are like, this isn't real, you idiot.
That happened in Jaws.
It did.
Yeah, very scary.
But yes, not real.
Yeah, no, not real. Not real.
All right.
Earmuffs.
Well, anyway. Baseball Brett is correct when it comes to one thing, and that is that the Red Sox, when they're in it, playoff-wise, it is very exciting in this city, certainly. So
there's nothing better. Even think back to 21, how much fun that was. Like the Schwar bombs.
Oh, it was great, because it came out of the blue. That's why it was great.
And the fans deserve it. Like they have been showing up despite the owner's lack of desire to pay at the top of the market. Like Fenway has been great this summer, despite the visiting fans. And this September, October, it should be awesome.
Yeah.
Prolong the summer.
Yeah. Probably working analytically now on how to react weather-wise, whether or not, you know, if the temperature is between 50 and 52 degrees, what do you end up doing analytically?
That was an issue with Brian Baio, I believe, last season in that documentary, the Netflix documentary. His hands were cold.
That's right.
Yeah.
Ooh, bad circulation is tough.
Yeah.
Got to get the bots on that.
Can Chapman pitch on back-to-back days in cold weather?
Get the Breslow bots on that immediately.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Let's get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Red Sox take the first one against the Yankees on the road. 6-3 was the final, with Roman Anthony having a two-run homer in his first game of the rivalry. Lucas Giolito went 4 2/3, giving up 3 runs on 5 hits while striking out 4. Another one with the Yankees tonight. First pitch at 7:05 with Brian Baio getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:05 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Patriots got pummeled last night. 42-10 was the final in New Jersey. Bed Wooldridge was in at quarterback. He went 10 for 20, 82 yards passing. He had a touchdown and an interception. And Jalen Polk is set to undergo another shoulder surgery. This one will sideline him for the entire 2025-26 season.
Did you happen to see the text on the Subaru of New England text line from the Rhode Island texter, who sent a link over to an article from MSN.com, which says, while the world talks 5G, China rolls out 10G network that can download movies in seconds. So we owe Wiggy an apology.
Yeah.
We owe him what?
Is it there yet, though, or are they just saying, like, that is the future? Because then there were some people on Twitch that were saying, like, they're 10G has been talked about for the future of Verizon in China.
I don't know. I mean, according
to AI, China has launched the world's first commercially viable 10G broadband network.
Wow.
In the town I will not be able to pronounce.
Yeah.
China is China.
Southwest of Beijing.
See? You thought he was just high.
Wow.
No.
He's always right, that guy.
All right, Wiggy.
Well, step up your hair game and call Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor, trusted by Dave Portnoy and Tuukka Rask. So change your lettuce, change your life with a free consultation, 1-800-GET-HAIR. That's what's trending. When we come back, we'll have your health.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Notes.
Sox-Yankees game two of this important series tonight, and you can catch every pitch, every stranded runner when bases are loaded on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network, 7:05 first pitch this evening. Pre-game 6:05 with Arcand, and then, of course, it is a crochet day tomorrow, Curtis, so a lot of baseball to watch this weekend.
I can't wait.
Hope you get to it while you're up in Maine.
I love baseball. I love it on 7 o'clock at night. Perfect time. 7 o'clock is about 5 hours before Morgan Wallen will take the stage.
Yes, I think 9:30, 9:45.
I just saw a poster on X of the concert and what time. The lots open at 1 if you want to head up early.
I have the Wayfair furniture item to assemble, so I won't be able to leave at 1.
Gates at 4? If Morgan Wallen is not on the stage until 9-something, why would I be going in at 4?
Well, you know, we want to get there early. We like to trade set lists. So.
Yeah, you seem like a big Miranda Lambert fan.
Is Miranda Lambert the opener?
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
That seems like a hell of a long day.
Listen, DMs really wants to go, and I'm actually looking forward to it.
It's going
to
be good. So. Corey Kent and Zach John King are the other two openers.
Okay. I like Zach John King. He's good. But
if we could open up the window world of Boston weather window for not only for Morgan Wallen tonight, but for the weekend for everybody? Shine, if we could. Curtis, what do you got out there?
Thank you for asking. It's currently 68 degrees and sunny. Gorgeous day. Afternoon high of 82. Tonight, it is going to be a perfect night for a concert. Going to be in the low 60s, moonlit sky at Gillette Stadium. 84 tomorrow, 81 Sunday, and a gorgeous stretch. The weather right now, I would say, nicest two-week stretch of weather I've seen in a long time. Going to be in the 70s, mid to upper 70s next week. Perfect weather this weekend.
Maybe Mike Vrabel is the walkout with Morgan Wallen.
Ooh.
Oh, that would be a good one.
I think you might, if Gronk stayed around, like, I think you might be spot on with that one.
Yeah.
But
what if what if Vrabel goes out with Morgan Wallen and fires Elliot Wolf on the stage?
Oh, he's just got a little, like, one of those blow-up rats that the union guys have. He's got one of those with him.
I could also see Robert going.
He could.
Yeah.
He likes that type of stuff. I could see that happening. All right. You get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month when you go to windowworldofboston.com. We're going to get to Hill Notes coming up, but first it's time, since it is the end of the week, for Dead Weight. And Shime, Dead Weight is brought to you by
Awaken 180 Weight Loss, Greg. Dead Weight belongs on the bench, not your waist. Drop weight every week, hit your goal, then keep it off with free support for life. Awaken180weightloss.com. I will begin by nominating Kyle Duggar this week because it seems like he's going to get traded or cut at this point from the New England Patriots. That seems like a lot of dead weight.
Yeah, we talked about it. Seems like the problem there in getting some value back for him is the contract. So I think it's $15 million that you are stuck with because of that. They front loaded that deal with him. So I don't know that anybody is going to be interested in the player.
But I bet if you retain some of that, like I think somebody will take him.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Well, obviously if you retain it, but.
Yeah, what a horrible signing when you think back to it with Elliot Wolf. Like, just dumb. The fact that they've been so cheap with so many guys that he's one of the people that you actually paid, and now not even a year into it, you're already trying to get out of the contract. Not a good sign.
No. What about, is the rat dead weight?
Ooh. Yes.
I would say the rat is dead weight.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%, whoever the rat is. I
was going to do my lead this morning as well. Jerry Jones might be dead weight when it comes to the Micah Parsons situation.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like he submitted an offer in triplicate, and they agreed on a deal, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I am. It's going to be fascinating because do you guys agree with me? I don't think Micah Parsons is playing on the opening night game Thursday night against the Eagles for the banner unveiling. He hasn't been there.
It makes sense because I think a texter pointed this out yesterday. Chris Jones did the same thing with the Chiefs. Didn't play opening night. Like the next day, because they lost, got a massive contract.
They gave him a deal the next day. We watched from a suite or whatever.
Yes, right. Correct.
Like if you're Micah Parsons, that if I were to be giving him advice, I'm sure he has plenty of people doing it better than me. I would say, be visible in the arena, in the whatever. Go to Philly. take your life in your own hands and watch the opener so that the NBC broadcast shows you 3-4 times when the Cowboys get boat raced. You're going to get so much money the next day because it's going to be such an embarrassment for Jerry Jones.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's surprising to me because he, you know, he deserves a lot of ridicule, but he also has done a pretty good job when it comes to being the GM for that franchise. But to reach a point with a player like that, where the relationship is destroyed, is it's awful.
It's foolish.
It is.
He does a good job drafting, but he doesn't pay people. Like Curtis has made this point a million times.
Pay Dak.
Him and Kraft, though, have been at like the bottom of the league in cash spending for years.
Yeah.
He barely pays anybody.
They're very top-heavy. They're also he's brilliant. One thing you'll get in the Netflix series is that the guy knows how to market himself. And when they sign Dak, it's very big. You know, they make a massive deal about the signings they do. And to make the point, because at the time, Dak, I think, was the highest-paid quarterback in NFL history. So you do these all, you know, song and dance, but the middle class of the Dallas Cowboys roster is really bad.
This is David from Rhode Island. Hello, David.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Greg.
What's up?
Greg, can I take 1 second? I just want to take 1 second, if I could, to make a statement before I say, you know, before I mention something I mentioned to Jackson when he was doing the skull call screening.
Yeah.
You guys entertain me every day. I drive all day, every day, long distances for Verizon. And you did a great job building a team over these years that I've been listening. Everybody's grown. You've done such a one. You know, Curtis made fun of me years ago calling you the great facilitator.
Yes.
But you've really, you know, high tide raises all boats. Your excellence in this business has created opportunities for all of them that I've watched them and listened to them every day. They've done great.
David.
So
thank
true.
You for that.
I would, if I were you, I would not make this a brief statement. I would continue. If you could more about me.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, we're watching one of them grow up right before our eyes.
Yeah.
Came here.
Yep. And I started.
Were you even engaged when you came?
The first time I came on the show, no.
No, not even engaged when we met her.
No, I remember.
Married.
I remember. Yep.
Married, headed to a leafy suburb, homeowner. I mean, right before our eyes.
Yep. Yeah.
Time is flying by rapidly. Yes.
I remember making the call that Curtis and Ken had such a great chemistry that they should do their own show, I'm saying to myself. And then not too long afterwards, they started Saturdays. And I've called in and I listen to them on Saturdays.
Uh-huh.
It's great. The chemistry is great. Here's why I called.
Yeah.
Here's why I called. When we talk about China's 10G, we'd have to know where their 8G was and where their 6G was in order to say that it's a great improvement, because the 5G only means fifth generation. And it is an inherent expectation of improvements in speed, capacity, latency. There is an expectation in all revisions, even if it's a software revision or a new car model when it comes out in 2026s. But people think about it as if 5G is its own entity, like 5 gigabit, for instance. It's not.
Yeah.
It's a generational improvement. It's incremental.
Yeah.
So in order for you to get really high on, 10G, that's great. You guys are intelligent. You should know that where did they start off from? What was their 5G like? What was their 7G like?
Listen,
I don't know.
The point of the important part of the whole thing is Wiggy was right, and we were making fun of him, and he wasn't even here to hear it. So I owe him an apology. He was right. They have 10G in China, or at least they're reporting that they have 10G in China. I mean, who knows?
Right.
I mean,
roadshow?
We could, maybe.
Do you
where would you want to go, to Wuhan, or where would you like? Where would you like to go?
I mean, I just want to go. I want to do it from
North Korea.
Great Wall.
I have found myself on the side of TikTok that is hidden recordings in North Korea.
Oh.
Really wild. Really wild.
Well, how on earth did you get there?
Oh, I don't know. But
can I tell you? I am fascinated by North Korea.
Okay, you've got to get on this side of TikTok.
Wait. You're actually on the hidden recordings of influencers in North Korea.
Yeah, basically. But it's like they have these storefronts that look like grocery stores, and that's where they'll have, you know, photo ops, and there's actually no food in any of the containers or anything. It's all fake. Like, it's just a storefront that looks like a real grocery store, but it's not real.
I could watch.
That's actually pretty interesting.
It's fascinating, these places. It's unbelievable.
And there's almost like an alarm every morning to wake everybody up that just blasts through everywhere.
You have to bring your poop to a central location because they use it for fertilizer.
There is a Starbucks.
And that in Korea.
There is a Starbucks right on the line between North and South Korea, and you could go to the Starbucks if you're in South Korea, and you can like look over into North Korea a little
bit. Korea.
Yeah, Korea. Yeah. And so the influencers that you're watching are the influencers of North Korea.
Yeah, I guess you could call them that.
Guys, dear leader says we should go without meals all day today. Great idea. Link in bio.
Kim Jong-un, 2 hole-in-ones today.
Unbelievable. If you want your face to look like Kim Jong-un's, then use this facial cream. You must sacrifice child in order to get it.
Every single house has to have a photo of Kim Jong-un inside.
Really?
And they do random checks. And if you don't have one, you could like be punished by death.
I think it's actually North Korea Man Magazine.
Yes.
All right. Can we get to Hill Notes, which are brought to you by Coleman Electric? If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
Testing, testing, testing. Greg, you are an absolute fatso. End of test.
Thank you.
Not
appreciate
nice.
It.
Not nice.
Appreciate it.
Really not nice.
The bat flip like sick. Have a good day, Courtney.
What did he say?
I couldn't hear it.
Yeah, he was making fun of us for calling the bat flip sick.
Oh, yeah.
It was sick.
Sick. Yeah, we were saying sick.
Don't get it twisted. Red Sox beat the Yankees last night. Gonna beat them 3 times in a row this weekend. Let's freaking go. Hashtag spank the Yanks.
I don't think I can even let myself think about a sweep. Oof. Imagine if it...
Don't jinx it.
Huh?
Don't jinx it.
Imagine.
Oof. Monday morning, I'll come in wearing a Wally hat.
10, 6 to midnight.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Jackson here with a quick update on my sobriety. Despite all Curtis's mentoring and wisdom, I do still want a party. And I reached out to a old friend and ex-bandmate, the foot fetish feller, who sent me a link to an S party, which I assumed was a sober party when I showed up at the lovely home and knocked on their upside-down pineapple door knocker. I was greeted warmly by a couple who was oddly enough Winnie the Pooh style. When I told them I was flying solo, they immediately ushered me in and said, "You must be the Gimp." Placed a ball gag in my mouth and whipped me ferociously for hours. When I left with my rear end redder than Chime's cheeks after climbing a flight of stairs, I gotta admit, I'll be back next week.
Okay. Well, that's an image I don't know that we want embedded in our mind. Jackson as the Gimp?
No.
No? I don't think so.
Hi there. I'm stuck in a pair of handcuffs. I'm going to need help getting out before this becomes a medical emergency.
What's the problem?
I am stuck in a pair of handcuffs.
You're stuck in a pair of handcuffs?
Yes, playing with them. So I need some help getting out.
Okay. What's the address where you're at?
2119 North 20th.
Okay. Is this a business you're at?
It is actually, yes.
Okay, what's the business?
St. Aloysius.
Okay. Where at in the building are you?
I'm in the front room. Into the front door.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to get help over there for you, okay?
Okay, I'll be here.
Are you an employee there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, are you the only one there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'll be here.
All right, we'll get somebody over there, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh.
Where He goes, "Thank you, sir." I got the ball gag in and the handcuffs on. He can't get out.
He said he was playing with them.
He was playing.
Okay.
With
them.
You should see that guy's mock draft, though.
Hey, Hillman. Great lead this morning. Shine's just fired up because he's hoping they come out with a robot baby Pokemon card. Nerd.
There would be no such thing. What are we doing?
Some people really are interested in the robot babies in China because you can see, like, it's a glass bubble in the robot's...
Like a snow globe.
Stomach. So you could see the robot, like, what the baby looks like and everything for the whole time that the baby...
Be kind of cool.
If you're watching, there it is. That's the way it looks on Twitch or YouTube right now.
I still have a lot of questions, but yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't that freak you out, though, if you're, like, you're walking down the street and you see the robot coming toward you, got the little baby in the... in the pouch there?
I mean, the robot's probably not walking around, Greg.
But can I ask you a question? Yeah. The baby needs nutrients.
Right.
Right.
So how do those arrive?
There's probably a tube in there that they feed it through.
Right.
And when it's born, does it breastfeed on the robot?
No.
Formula.
Yeah, you can do formula.
Great question. I mean, if you can avoid it.
I was a formula baby.
Oh, dear.
I can't wait for the first robot paternity suit when it strolls into court. To go up against a human being. That's going to be happening. Pay attention, Greg.
Yeah. Well, many of you are not afraid at all. I understand that. I just am concerned sometimes with the advancements of technology. But embrace it.
Right.
Don't rage against the machine. Embrace the machine.
Hey, this one's for Greg. I want to jump frog off your lead. And I have a question for Courtney, actually. Can we get an update on the dinosaurs in Arabia? Thank you.
We actually good timing today. We did give an update. No real update yet. It's still going on. I think that they're still looking for funding to make the Jurassic Park, Jurassic World. And in 10, 15, maybe 20 years, you guys will all thank me for warning you.
You can't.
Which investment do you think would pay off first? The investment in the cloning of the dinosaurs in Arabia that you were considering making?
Yep.
Or an investment in the password?
Password.
I don't think so. Yeah. Because you need to wait for his big deal for you to actually... And what will you really make on it?
I don't know.
I believe the return was not that good when I was looking into it.
You watch this weekend.
Right.
Dude is there.
I call him a cheat code.
Yeah.
Can I suggest a third investment opportunity?
Yes.
Jackson's local farm show to old people delivery service.
I think that one's a good one, too.
The farmer's market delivery service for the elderly.
I think that really is.
Yes.
Chris Curtis is a betting god. 2-0. Took the Red Sox last night. Appreciate it, buddy. Keep doing what you're doing.
There you go.
What do you like tonight?
Sleep. Nothing jumps out at me tonight. I think Bayo's going to pitch well. But I don't feel great about the Sox tonight.
Okay.
I really do. I mean, I'm just going to keep repeating it. I do love Ohio State to lose to Texas. Texas plus the points in the over a week from Saturday. A week from Saturday.
I know.
College
Thank
can't
God.
Wait.
Can't
oh,
wait.
I cannot wait. And what's the line for UNC-TCU, the Monday night game? It's the identical game this year, Courtney, as the BC-Florida State upset was last year. Remember, it was Labor Day Monday in Tallahassee. Labor Day Monday this year is TCU against Bill Belichick and the Tar Heels.
It is currently TCU -3.5, Curtis.
Ooh, take North
UNC.
Carolina.
That's the Bill factor. We got that game live on the radio station.
We do.
Yes, we
Monday
do.
Monday night.
Yes, we do.
Listen, Greg, you got to give Jackson another try next week. Ken's about as dry as a dog turd on a street in Kuwait in the middle of the summer. If you don't, I think Jackson needs to take a run at Barstool. They'll make him famous in no time.
Okay, that's true. We don't give Jackson the chance to produce the show in Chime's absence. He could go elsewhere.
Yeah. And he said he's going to be better, so you got to trust him.
All right, you want to go with that? When is that, Tuesday?
Yep.
You're filling in for Adam Jones on Tuesday?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, what about soccer practice?
Soccer practice is until later in the days, Greg.
Oh. Has it started?
No. It doesn't start until... a week from Monday, I believe.
Okay.
Or a week from Tuesday, because Monday would be Labor
Day. Do you have the oranges cut up?
Not that far in advance, Greg. I don't want them to get it moldy or anything. Okay. You know?
Got to get the power bars.
Okay. Yeah, right. Exactly. Got to fill up the water.
Shine.
Giant water jug.
Could we please get a recording of your like intro? Like, hey, guys, Shine here.
I'm sure. Motivational speech.
Yeah.
Yeah, put like a nice song behind it.
It'll be like Al Pacino in Any Given Sunday.
Great movie.
Are you going to be Coach Chris or Coach Shime?
Chris.
Coach Chris.
Yeah. Coach Nerd, more like it.
So what? I'm a nerd. I'm a dork, actually, to be completely honest.
Okay, thank you. Is that it?
You're welcome. No, we got a couple more.
Oh, okay, all right.
Well, watching the game last night, I had this brilliant idea. Why doesn't Greg Hill do something for the foundation where it is him, Shime, and Yoshida doing a 40-yard dash for charity? I have never seen a guy have such a perfect running form but look so slow as Yoshida.
He really does. Yeah. I mean,
not fleet of foot.
Oh my God! But the arm movements, it's like he's focused on that for years.
Yeah. It's like he's the robot.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah. As someone that's a runner these days, I like to emulate that form.
Sick brag, Castle dude. Island.
Yes, good morning. This is Greg Jones, general manager of the Tobin Bridge. Oh, we are so relieved this morning because Chris Curtis from WEEI declared last night a must-win for the Red Sox, and we were afraid that we'd have many jumping off the Tobin Bridge this morning. You know, he does set the narrative for the city, so we are so relieved that that did not happen. Hang on one second. Numbnuts! Stupidity, an opinion that ignores a fact. Even if they lost last night, they were still in the playoffs. Numbnuts.
The fascination that he has with you, I think, is the funny part to me.
Yeah, it's odd. But
when are we going to see him again, you think? You know,
it's
been a while.
Probably not till snow show season.
Yeah,
like
probably.
If we go back out to Wachusett.
I love Wachusett.
You want to go back out there?
I had a great time. Great audience there.
I'd like to do two or three snow shows. Like,
why stop at three? Why don't we go to the Alps?
I would love to do more snow shows this winter.
Yeah,
so.
Me too.
All right, is that it?
That'll be it, Greg.
Okay. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman. It's
electric. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Well, that flew by. We got to get out of here for the weekend. Mego and Lions for Jones and Keith coming up next. I got to get home. I hope that every tool I need is included in the Wayfair package.
Like, it will not be. There's not going to be tools included.
Well, they give you like the little tiny little wrench sometimes.
But
would you call this tool-on-tool crime?
I mean, what's the point of delivering the thing with all the screws and the little plastic things that you have to put in the screw hole if they're not going to include a tool or two for somebody who is... Listen, I don't do a lot of DIY stuff.
Right.
I don't have to. I used to when I had a house. I got rid of that nightmare. No offense.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, I hope that I can get that. How long do you think it's going to take me to assemble?
I was just going
to
ask, like over under.
Huh?
Over under, I'm going to say 2.5 hours.
Over.
You think
over,
so?
Over
yeah,
all day.
I think we set it at 2.5.
You're going to have bobs over by noon.
It's probably pretty simple. Every piece will be labeled A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
You know,
Greg,
simple.
But in a way, you're kind of the Jackie Robinson of Echelon because you are the first tenant to actually build something that arrived at their unit.
It's true. Really is true.
It's beneath you, Greg.
It's really not, Curtis.
I'm a blue-collar
guy.
It's going to create an unnecessary level of stress for a man that's already got so much of a burden on his shoulders.
I got to turn the AC way down because there's some physical activity involved in this.
Yeah. Trader Dan, take notes.
So much sweat is incoming.
Please keep Bullet in another room because, God forbid, he gets one of those plastic screws.
No, we'll have Bullet out of the bed. We'll put him away somewhere and we'll get this baby going. And then we're off to Gillette. So have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you, Greg.
We
enjoy
are back.
The concert.
Yes. Have fun.
See you tonight out there and back Monday with Mike Vrabel from Gillette Stadium. Thank you for listening.
Now the time has come for leaving.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.